This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, December 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Nobel Prize winners say no to Kennedy. GOP senators worry about Chinese influence at FAO and Indian soy meal duties. Nobel laureates warned Senate not to confirm Kennedy for HHS. 77 Nobel laureates in medicine, economics, physics, and chemistry urging senators not to confirm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. In a letter to senators, the Nobel Prize winners say Kennedy lacks, quote, credentials or relevant experience in medicine, science, public health, or administration, and has also opposed, quote, many health-protecting and life-saving vaccines, such as those that prevent measles and polio. RFK Jr., quote, has been a belligerent critic of FDA, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the National Institutes of Health, the scientists write. HHS leader, quote, should continue to nurture and improve, not threaten these important and highly respected institutions and their employees, laureates say. Kennedy has threatened firing nutrition scientists at FDA for sending them to new headquarters in Guam. In view of his record, placing Mr. Kennedy in charge of HHS would put the public health in jeopardy and undermine America's global leadership in the health sciences, both in the public and commercial sectors, the scientists say. USDA submits rule on biofuel feedstocks. U.S. Department of Agriculture has submitted an interim final rule relating to the type of climate-smart agriculture crops used for biofuels. The rule, entitled Technical Guidelines for Climate-Smart Agriculture Crops Used for Biofuel Feedstocks, was submitted on Friday. No additional details available for the rule yet. The guidance could supplement the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit. While the Treasury Department has final say on crafting guidance for the Inflation Reduction Act credit, USDA requested public input earlier in the year on climate-smart crops and practices used for feedstocks. The goal was to demonstrate to the Treasury that individual practices and expanded range of crops could have verifiable carbon reductions. The public feedback and potential rule itself wasn't presented specifically for the 45Z guidance, but could be incorporated into this credit and other clean fuel programs. Republicans see Chinese power grab at FAO. GOP lawmakers worry Beijing is trying to expand its influence in the UN Food and Agriculture Organization through a slate of reform proposals. The measures include lengthening the director general's maximum term limit, boosting pay for that position, updating the constitution, and expanding and adjusting the makeup of the FAO council. The proposals were raised during last week's FAO session in Rome. America cannot afford to sit idly by, even at a time of political transition, while China positions itself to expand its influence. Some 13 Republicans, led by Representatives Tracy Mann of Kansas, Brad Finstead of Minnesota, and Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, say in a letter to President Joe Biden. Now take note, an FAO official argued in a letter to some lawmakers that the changes were necessary to ensure that FAO can attract the top talent, and insisted that the proposed changes would not apply to the current Director General, Chu Dong-yu. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Commerce keeps anti-dumping duties on Indian soy meal imports. The Commerce Department has ruled that an Indian soy meal producer selling to the U.S. market is continuing to price its product below the market rate and will remain subject to anti-dumping duties. U.S. soy meal imports from Shanti Worldwide, a soy meal and soy oil producer based in India's Madhya Pradesh, will continue to face anti-dumping tariffs of 18.8% that, according to a Federal Register notice published yesterday, it's the same anti-dumping rate applied to the company and 11 others in 2022. Commerce found that one other company, Somati, did not make any verifiable sales for the November 2021 to April 2023 period. The department, therefore, did not review the duties applied to Somati's products, and they will remain subject to the same 18.8% rate. The request to review duties applied to a group of other Indian soy meal exporting companies was rescinded by the petitioner in the case, the Organic Soy Processors of America. Marketing assistance program for specialty crop growers kicks off. Specialty crop growers struggling with high labor and input costs and lower cash receipts can start applying to the USDA to recoup some of their marketing expenses. The application window for the Marketing Assistance for Specialty Crops Program, or MASC, starts today and ends January 8th. Except for new producers, payments will be based on producer sales in 2023 or 2024. In its Federal Register notice today announcing the program's details, the Farm Service Agency says specialty crop growers, quote, face labor costs that are nearly 45% of total variable costs, far higher than the 9% average across all the agriculture sector. As an example of the challenges facing these producers, FSA notes cash receipts for fruit and nut growers in a calendar year 2024 are 25% below the previous inflation-adjusted 10-year average, a greater reduction over that 10-year period than for any commodity grouping other than tobacco. Well, here are today's final words. First, from Montana Senator John Tester in a farewell address on the Senate floor. Work to put more competition to the marketplace. This is ultimately what will result in less reliance on farm subsidies. In his speech, he recounted memories from his upbringing on a Montana farm, including advice from his parents, whom he described as FDR Democrats and children of the 1930s Depression, to work to make your community a better place and to never depend on farm subsidies for cash flow. The second, from Senator Deb Fischer, the Nebraska Republican, saying, quote, she's going to be a great Secretary of Agriculture. Look forward to working with her. Biofuels, an important industry to Fisher State, came up during their meeting yesterday, and Fisher said she believes Rollins will be an advocate and ensure there's a market available to corn and soybean farmers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, December 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.